Hey guys, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage, with me, Amy Wei.
And Laura Lee.
And Laura Lee.
Honey, you got the food up in here.
And of course, it's like been like 2 weeks since we've been here. So it's like, what is up?
What's happening?
We just traveled. We just traveled.
We just got back on Sunday. I got back Sunday afternoon. I left Manny and Gabriel in Montana. I left a little early.
My pit of the week.
That should be your pit. That should absolutely be your pit. Listen, I had to get back. I had shit to do. So I booked like the earliest flight out of Montana and just went back myself because I was like, I want to spend Sunday night working because I'm a sociopath. Uh-huh. And then you guys flew back a little later that afternoon
and our flight after was me.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't even literally
That's
get home
your
till
freaking
midnight.
Pit, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, was that what time you arrived?
Yes. Like I didn't get back Manny. Home until literally like 12:30 maybe.
I
left at 6.
I got home at like 4:35.
My mouth's
But
sweating.
I know, we just downed some hot Cheeto Puff things. Popcorn, what is it?
Puffcorns. The hot Cheeto Puffcorns are addicting.
So Manny keeps telling me I need to try them. He keeps on saying
I've told
that.
I've this a gazillion times,
And
by
he
the way.
Walks in this podcast room today and he goes, I brought snacks. And he has them. And me and Tyler haven't been able to get our hand out of the bag.
They are addicted just like I am.
I literally love anything hot with the hot Cheeto powder on it.
But it's so light and airy. It's the texture.
You could take down like 20 of those in a second.
And feel nothing. And literally, it's like if you're eating packing peanuts, like that soft styrofoamy texture. Yes. There's something about it that I want to.
They're so good and snacky. So good. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Okay, so your peak
is
Montana.
So Montana, Wingy. Honey, I went to Montana. Manny, you can join me some on this one because
absolutely,
I guess you
together.
Were there.
We were perhaps.
And I got to sign something off my bucket list, and I've always wanted to ride a horse. But I've always passed on the opportunity because, as we've spoken about this before on the podcast, I just don't believe in riding animals if they aren't taken care of very well, or they're abused, depleted,
and
whatever that may
it,
be.
Like, you can see it in the animal.
If the vibe isn't right, I'll put my foot down. I would not ride an animal. But I got to ride a Clydesdale. They have like a total of 8. They don't have that many horses.
No.
I think it was like 8 or less. It could have been less.
I think it was even less. Like, I only saw like 5.
So
maybe
yeah,
six.
It was a huge ranch, but they have like 5 or 6 horses, Clydesdales, and they treat them like their children.
No, literally, and like the thing is too, like the route is so minimal. Like it's like literally a little walk around.
It's like a 30-minute walk.
Literally.
That they do not 4 times a day, and then they play in their pasture and sleep and eat all day. That's their routine.
Like, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, like, it's so funny because my horse was, like, staying on the guy's ass the whole time. And I was like, does he want a treat from you? And he was like, we don't give them treats because it teaches them to bite and nibble you. So he told me, he said, and they graze all day long. They don't need treats. But he's like, you shouldn't because they'll nip at you. And he was like, he just knows she knows that I'm her dad. And she loves me, and that's why she's following me around like this, like a puppy dog. And I was like, oh,
they're like big puppy dogs.
Yes, he said if he goes out in the pasture during the day while they're playing, he said all the horses will be on his ass. Like, they're very social animals. Yeah. They love people.
They're in herds. I mean, that's like
they are. They're social. So it was like one of the best experiences I've ever had. We got Manny back on a horse after his Mexico trauma. And he did tell the horse guy, he was like, I had a trauma, you know, the horse kind of ran off and went crazy with me. And the guy goes, oh, where'd you ride? And he goes, Mexico. And the guy looks at Manny like, boy.
That makes sense.
That's why he looked at me like,
And I was like, well, the thing is, like, I knew immediately the second I got there that
the vibe was different. Yeah.
Well, the vibe was different here. It was not off. It was like opposite. It was like good. Whereas the other one, I didn't know anything about it because I don't like ride horses. So I don't know what a good vibe even is. But when I got to this one, there's only like 5-6 horses max. Mm-hmm. And the other one has like 50.
Yeah, no.
That are all free roaming, which I did like. But like, it's too like too intense.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, I was like, listen, like, I need like the most calmest horse you have. The horse that like is going to be the most like chill as fuck. I'm not the most, like, I'm a little tense doing this.
You know what was funny, too?
I was like, Laura, I don't think I'm going to do it.
The guy pulled up this horse and he goes, Manny was, like, starting to walk away like he wasn't going to do it. And then he pulls up this horse and he was like, who's, like, the most scared, like, most hasn't ridden, like, not into this? And I was like, this one. And I was like, Manny, this is your horse. Go get on it. Like, I was like, I don't care what your answer is. This is your horse. Go get on the horse. And did you have the best time ever?
I did. And it really was beautiful. And the horse was so... The thing is, too, what I felt good about is that it's a Clydesdale. Like, it's so fucking huge. Biggest horse I've ever seen in my whole life.
They even said they don't really buck that, like, or kick really Clydesdale. So, right. Like, calm animals.
The energy from the... Like, we're so much just calmer than the other ones I've been around.
Well,
so
they're probably
like, you know,
happier horses, too.
Yeah. 100%. So it was good. By the way, we went to Montana to visit Daniel.
We did. And it was Gabriel Zamora, yeah. Daniel Prada, Manny MUA.
And Laura Lee. And so we just did like a little friends trip, a little getaway.
My vlog's up now if you guys want to see more.
Oh my God, yes.
You're going to love the vlog. It's so funny.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
It's very funny. Like all of our ruckus and chaos is in it.
Because we're crazy.
Because we're literally nuts. I tell you.
It was truly so much fun. We just wanted to do like a little friend getaway. And mm-hmm. Daniel lives a lot of his time out there. And so we wanted to see like what he gets to experience and, you know, his vibe. And we knew he would plan it so beautifully. And
Daniel's the ultimate host. He lives his life
planner.
I don't know. He likes to take care of people. He loves to host. He loves to take people on adventures. I would say that's probably one of his favorite activities.
With his joys,
because Daniel finds joy in a lot of different things, especially outdoorsy things. And he loves nothing more when he gets to have someone that he loves experience that. So like 100%. Us three coming to visit him, I know
us city girls.
Us city coming girls into coming the, to Montana.
Into the wilderness. We're like...
I never ridden a horse. Someone said they're surprised I haven't because I'm from Alabama. And I agree with that statement, actually. But again, where I'm from is I don't want to call it a city, but there just isn't really, it's not a tourist area. So there's no opportunity to just go ride a horse there.
Got it.
If I would have grown up where my rest of my family's from, they live in the country, like way down south in Alabama, there was ample opportunity to ride someone's horse. But I just never really got the opportunity, I suppose.
Save a horse.
I've been riding cowboys instead, honey. Just kidding. Tyler's a cowboy.
I've also been saving many horses.
Yes, you have.
I've ridden many meanses.
You sure have. You sure have.
And that's why I'm a slut. But anyway.
It was a beautiful trip.
It was stunning.
It was beautiful.
Like, I did like a little like a TikTok of like kind of showing the scenery and stuff like that.
Oh, it was so cute.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. And it was so nice to be able, like, I don't really ever like make stuff like that, but it was like the place you're in, you're like, dude, you have to like appreciate the beauty of like the world.
Oh, gosh,
and it makes me feel that there, you know, like I felt it.
I've traveled to like, I'm going to see every state in America, God willing. But I've traveled a lot of America and a lot by car, not just by plane. So I've seen a lot of America. And I got to say, this is a really fucking pretty country.
You've seen some shit.
I've seen some shit. And it's shocking how much I've seen in this country. Mm-hmm. And it's just shocking that it's all in one country. Like, and so vastly different. Like, I've spent a lot of time by the ocean, by in the desert, up in the mountains.
They have like every kind of
Middle America, Florida, New York. Trump. Like, I've been everywhere. Like, all the spaces. I haven't been all the states.
Right.
And
we've seen every season.
I've seen every season.
You know what's funny though? Like when you think about it, California has like all four seasons.
It does.
You can see and do everything in just like California.
And you know, me and Ty travel up North California multiple times a year and do adventures.
I love that. Because
there's so much in this state alone. This is definitely the coolest state in the United States. I mean, you guys can argue with me on that. That's fine.
It can be a different
opinion. California,
but
California definitely, in my opinion, is by far the coolest state in the United States because it offers so much.
Right. And it's very diverse.
So diverse. Like the people along.
At least LA is.
Make it.
A big mixing pot of people.
I feel like if you go through California, sure, it's not quite as diverse, but it's a mixing pot.
It's
like
mixing
you
pot.
Get a little bit of everything here and it makes the city so special, you know?
100%. I agree.
It's like what's so special about LA specifically, but California is definitely the best state. But Montana was a dream. And by the way, if you guys watch Yellowstone, the show, I know I watched it.
Me too.
Is it not? Identical.
It's literally just like that.
It's
and literally
just
those
like
moments
that.
We went into the bar and we're like, this is like Yellowstone.
Even the music they played.
Yes.
Just like whenever, what's her name? Beth.
Yes.
Goes into the bars and drinks her whiskey. It's identical
like, that's
to
what
that.
It is.
Those small tiny bars with cowboys like lined up on the bar drinking. It's just like
and they're
that.
Dressed the same.
Just like that.
I mean, like obviously
that.
It's like inspired by something. It has to be inspired by something.
They
the
definitely made it identical to Montana. By the way, we were in Whitefish, Montana up north, close to Canada.
Yeah. Literally like 5 miles away, 6 miles away.
Close to Canada.
Gorge.
It was gorgeous. It was absolutely fabulous. And I was so excited. I went to Wyoming last year and this year I did Montana. I got to hit Idaho.
Ooh.
And the Dakotas and some other places. I got a lot on my list.
I was going to say, there's actually a lot on the list to see, but it'll be really fun. I'm excited for you.
What's your peak?
My peak is that I have a launch happening today.
Ah! Lunar Beauty. Lunar Beauty.
I have a little launch today. It is my...
Today.
Today, that's a Friday. Lord, does miss me every fucking time.
I do. You shocked me. I was like...
Today.
Oh, I was like, I didn't...
Today.
That's literally what I said. I was like, I didn't see today.
That literally... So it's technically launching on Friday. We're now it's a Tuesday, technically, but I'm trying to be Inception-y.
And I'm totally
like, guys,
blowing that experience.
Blowing the cover. Totally blew the cover. Absolutely, 100%. But anyway, it's now live is what I meant to say, is that it's my advent calendar palette, which I've never seen done before, which I'm so excited. I have two new lip oils that are launching with it. And it's basically it's an advent calendar where every day is a new eyeshadow. And it's like the 12 days of Christmas, but it's the 12 days of Lunar. And every day is a new eyeshadow. And you get to magnetize and put them wherever you want in the palette itself.
That is literally the coolest idea ever.
Thank you.
It is.
Like, honestly, so excited when I finally came up with the idea. I was like, dude, this is like crazy. I've never seen it done before. And part of me kind of worries. I'm like, are other people going to start doing it too? Other brands going to start
doing
it?
I'm sure they will.
But it's my idea.
It's the world of makeup, baby. You either patent it or you let it fly.
Or let it be. No, totally. But I really am excited to kind of see what people think of it because I'm...
It's my brand that does it.
You're doing an advent for next year.
I would never
it's
do that.
It's a minimum advent.
But I just had to throw that in there because it would be so funny. I was like, I have to say it.
No, because you know, I'd be like, Lord, do it.
No, you'd be like, you fucking cunt. I'm going to kill you.
No, but honestly, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be really funny. It's very limited edition. So it's like something where it's like, once it's gone, but.
Get it. If you
I
get
love
it.
Like I always I loved having advent calendars growing up. Like I always
I
like,
love
play them.
I love watching people open them on TikTok and stuff.
There's something fun about it. Like, there's just like this like weird like I get pulled in like watching people unbox advent calendars.
Me too.
So I was like, wait, I kind of want to do that for myself, but in a different way.
And that's sick.
So
that's
it's
so cool. I love this idea. I think it's so original.
Thank you.
And guys, if you want to check it out in our description box, lunarbeauty.com, and then the link will link it directly in our description box. So be sure and click. I can't wait to play with mine. I'm going to film me putting mine together and show my little look.
Yeah, I love you. You're the best. But it's going to be, it's really cute. My vibe, like for me, like Christmas time, I'm not really into like the traditional colors of like, the gold and the red and the green, like that kind of thing. I like the colors of them, but I'm not necessarily into like that color
having
story
that in a
for
palette.
Christmas
yeah.
stuff. So for me, I'm all about like more like snow and like aurora borealis. Like that's like my like blues and purples and vibes.
whatever you interpret it as.
Yeah, that's my interpretation.
That's really cool.
And that's part of like the Christmas
And that's why people love Lunar Beauty, because it's like your interpretation of your themes of the palettes. That's what makes it so special.
How I want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I think they're really going to love this. This is going to goop and gag
the girls. It's going to goop the girls.
It's going to goop the girls. They're going to be excited. And then you said there's two new lip oils.
Two new lip oils. Because like the feedback I got last time when I first had launched lip oils was like, hey, we love the lip oils, love the product, wanted some color to them, like wanted more actual color. So I have Tease Me and Love Me shade. The two shades are, one's kind of like more of a berry tone where it kind of gives you like a little bit of a berry kiss.
Pretty.
Look, and the other one gives you a pinky one. So it's like strawberry color like with a strawberry scent and a berry color with like a berry scent.
Delicious. So
and they actually have like a good amount of pigment to them. Not a lot like anything crazy, but actually pigment in comparison to last one.
They're like a pretty like haze over your
lips. Yeah, it's an actual like color.
That's really nice. So I can't wait to try this.
Like,
oh, I know I'm going to love them. Like, I love the lip oils. I keep one in my bag here all the time and use it. Yeah, they're so nice, guys.
Thank you.
They're probably, I actually have your nude palette on my eyes today. I sure do. And you guys can use code Laura Lee. That reminds me. I just reminded
you
myself.
You know what? You can
wait a damn minute. Scratch everything I said. Just use my code. I just remember I had that.
I'm fucking crying.
Use code Laura Lee. Get that in there.
Don't forget that part too.
Get that in there.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yep. But yeah, no, I'm really excited and I'm hoping that the launch is going well as this is going up.
Right now.
Yeah,
it's going right now. As we speak.
Check it out. It's sickening, honestly.
Okay, guys. So my pit for this week is I've been working on... Okay, this project with Minim, and it's not clothing, because I want to expand my boutique, my clothing boutique. Yes. I want to expand it, Minim.co. And I've run into a wall here. Bad news, is my pit. So I'm working on a big project, and this project has cost me more of an investment than any project I've ever done in the history of me.
You're lying.
I've never paid this. I've never put down this much money of my own money.
LLA.
And not in this project's bigger than Laura Lee Los Angeles. I've never put more of my own money in a project than this project I'm doing with Minim. And this is, you ready to scream?
I didn't know that.
So I have it almost,
I obviously know the product.
He does, it was going to be this crazy.
Yeah.
It's a really crazy product. It's not a really crazy product, I'm sorry, project. It's a big project.
It's a project, yeah.
And I'm putting my hopes and dreams and all my money into it, so... God willing, it goes over well. I don't know that it will, but I'm taking the risk because I'm putting everything I have into it. So I feel like that's you do the best you can.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, hopefully that pays off. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so I designed the packaging for this project, and my designers who helped me design, I use a company, graphic design company. They came back and were like, that design's not going to work. You know that, right? And I was like, why? What do you mean? And they're like, well, over time, like, it's not going to look good because of X, Y, and Z. I can't say too much or I'll give it away.
Right.
And they're like, you need to pull the whole PO, the project off the line, pause everything and redo your packaging. Let us redo your packaging completely.
Because
I was getting them to do... I was getting them to do the labeling and like design on the packaging, but I had already picked the actual packaging and they disagreed strongly. And I paid these people a lot of fucking money.
To help.
I listened to them.
Yeah,
and it was, it cost us tens of thousands of dollars to pull the project. So we ended up, after I put in all my money, I ended up giving around $15,000 more of money I'm going to lose just for pulling the pausing of the project
and redoing
the packaging. So now I'm even out way more money, but I believe in this project a lot and I want to do everything I can to make it perfect. And I'm going to listen to the company, and I'm really, really, really happy with the new design I showed you.
So fucking obsessed.
It's so fucking cool. Mm-hmm. And so I'm happy we ended up pulling it. I'm bummed, you know, that it had to go this way. But anyways, it can't launch this year. It was my holiday launch with Minim, and now that's completely out of whack, and I don't have even a timeline. It will launch in 2023.
Yeah.
But now a ton of my money is tied up in it, and it's not going to launch for a long time because of the packaging. So I'm like, cool. All right.
Well, maybe like, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm like, honestly, it's so... Because like, you also don't want to really launch things in the beginning
of
the year.
You don't, especially for how big this is for me and like how much I put into it. The thing is, I've got to launch it at an ideal time, which would have been holiday. But at the same time, it will go in production soon because we've gotten the packaging straightened out. So the thing is, I'm stuck because I can't hold it till next holiday. That's not, I'm not doing that.
No, there's no way.
So I might just hold it till spring next year.
Yeah, a mini launch.
But that kind of sucks because it wasn't as planned. But you know what? As a business owner,
you gotta roll the
it's really important that you don't fall too in love with all your little plans and ideas and schemes because this is how it kind of always goes.
It always goes like this.
So you have to be able to be flexible and you have to be able to roll with the punches. And that's what I'm doing.
Do you know what's fucking crazy? Literally, you know, I'm gonna make this my pit.
Get in there.
I'm making it my
pit. Get in there.
I'm changing my pit up what it was, and now it's this. So, my advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I finished it, I created it, everything is done, I sent over. Like, how the advent calendar works, it's like a box, and there's cutouts in the box. You put the thing, and then you put the film over it for the perforations, like the whole thing. It's like a situation. You can't like open one and put it back. It's like once the thing's done.
Oh,
it's
I see.
Done.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like once like the preparation
once
is
you
done,
peel it,
baby,
it's
you can't
pilt,
repeal. You can't honey. Reseal it. It's done. So one of the colors Mm-mm. in the product they had sent over as like my final production, like sent me the whole palette, it was done. They're in production. They're like, okay, we finished. Here's the thing. One of them was wrong.
No.
Laura, I'm not kidding you. Like I about had a meltdown. The shimmer green shade that's like one of the like prettiest in the palette because it makes it, you know, very holiday. They had sent it to me and it was too soft.
Oh.
It was pressed too soft. It was almost like
it could break.
It can break and it's just too... Almost like
emollient.
Creamy, too emollient. So I was like, no, like this isn't like, that's not what I approved. Like still pretty shade, but not what I approved. So I'm like, I need you guys to remake every single one of these shades. Send me it individually so I can put it in with the palette. So now that's like my plan. It's like every time someone buys a fucking palette, you're getting an extra little shadow.
I'm glad
on the
you're
side.
Saying this.
Yeah,
so
no, totally,
so
totally.
Tell the podcast what they're going to get now.
So now you're, so if you're going to get the admin calendar, you get the extra little shadow shade number 9 specifically
and shade number
day
nine.
Number 9 you're getting it on the side too because it needs to be replaced. Like the shade number 9 in the thing is like you can totally use it still, that's fine, it's just not what I approved, so I'm not gonna be putting my name on something and be like, oh my god, yeah, absolutely. I was like, no, you need to fix the
so
fuck
if you
up.
Guys get an extra shadow now, you know
that's and that's why. So like you're gonna be taking that number 9 and using into the palette, putting it in.
Or you could trade out, you know.
Yeah, totally,
whatever.
You got
options
now. You know what the fuck you want to
do with it. Manny's giving you options.
Yeah, I'm giving you options. But the thing is, like, at the end of the day, like, you need to... I would like you to use that one. If you don't want to, that's fine, too. But it's just, like, crazy how we had to do all that, get it airshipped over. Jardy's like, hell on earth. I'm like, it's so wild, like, as a brand, like, how Laura was saying, how you have these things that happen. Like, the fact that I had approved everything... They start running the real production. They send me the production sample. Like, okay, we're already in production. Here's one of them to see everything is good. And I'm like, it's not good.
It's not good.
It's not done.
It's not.
Like, one of the shades isn't approved.
Wow.
Like, what do you fucking mean? Like, why is this not checked with quality control in this aspect? Like, you know, and that
Dang.
And something with that. And so I was like, no, you guys need to fix this. Like, I'm not gonna, that's like how I am though with my brand, just like how you are too. Like, you wait for things to be as great as you can get it to be. Before launching something, like
yeah.
you want it to be perfect, just like I do too.
Yeah.
So that's like my pit that we had to do that. Like,
yeah.
just in general. I'm
that's
like, that's
such a bomb.
So, like,
bummer.
Just more money on it, all that kind of stuff. And advent calendar is already very expensive to make, which I had no fucking idea.
Well, now you do.
Now I do. And now I do.
Okay, I have one more baby peek, and my. We're like our brains
the brains are
activating.
Up. They're activating. They're lighting
the
up, dude. Yes, I'm like Laura.
Like,
yeah, fuck this bitch.
That's literally what's
no, literally
happening.
Happens to us
so
all the time.
Much has also happened in the past week. Our heads
no,
are going to explode.
That's probably why, because it's literally
my
chickens.
Collab with She Glam came
oh
out.
Oh my god! The way we have 7 peaks and 7 bits.
My 17th peak. What a blessed life, though. What
no,
a good
honestly,
fucking
totally,
life
totally.
I have.
We have just, we have a lot of pits too, though.
It's okay, nice. What's cool is like, I've been working. Oh, we have to tell your video too. We're going to do.
Oh my God. Yes. I forgot. You're so right.
I'm so excited for that. Okay. So, guys, I collab with She Glam and they globally collabed. I believe it was 5 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the US influencer
so
that got to make.
Cool.
I was like, bitch, that's so cool.
That's so fucking sick.
So, into that, they collab with like 5 influencers globally to create their own cream blush and cream highlighter. And Sheelam knows that their cream blush is my favorite one. Mm. Like I use it 24/7 yes. on TikTok and in my videos. Yep. And they knew that. So whenever they were doing this collaboration, they reached out to me to be their US influencer.
I love it. Like their ambassador, influencer, yes, creator, yes. everything.
And I got to create my own highlighter and liquid blush with them. And I believe my discount code is Laura6. But if you guys go to the Sheelam website, or you can even type in Google Sheelam X Laura Lee and it pops up. But it's $9.99 for both.
That's insane.
You get both. You get the cream highlighter, the box, all the stuff, plus more money off if you use code Laura6. So thank you, Sheelam, for the opportunity.
Cool.
You guys check it out. I love them.
I love it. And they literally like are working with me to even promote Laura's stuff too. Yes. I'm like, what? Like, I was going to do that regardless. Like, but the fact that they like know that I love them too. And they're like, no, we want to like work with you both. And so we're going to do a video together too on my channel. Just like, I don't know what we're going to do exactly, actually.
We're coming up with some ideas. Well, we want to do like, we want to ask each other some juicy questions or something. Yeah. We're trying to come up with a good video theme, but we're going to use my collab in it. Mm-hmm. And Sheelam sponsoring the video.
Like, so cool.
They're
like,
so cool. Me?
Like, that's so sweet of them to do that because I was going to do it already. So
well, the girl like, from no, Sheelam, we went to the Sheelam event and the girl, I love her from Sheelam. She's amazing. I won't say her name for her sake.
No, she's the sweetest.
She's the sweetest. And she was like, I'm trying to figure out, a way of working with you both. Would you guys do a collab video? I was like, bitch!
Of course we will.
Of course. Fuck, of you mean, course.
Like, I think that Sheelam to me is like they're like that girl.
They are. Their quality is really good.
Their quality is so good. And the price point isn't high.
Yes.
So it's high, high quality, but a low price point.
And I also like the products they've been coming out with lately. Dude, like they're good stuff.
The Corpse Bride collection, I thought was so cute. Fucking cute.
So
I was like,
cute. Huge fans
Wait,
of that.
What? It looked amazing.
So yeah, they really got it going on. But thank you, Sheelam, for the opportunity. For me, thank you for sponsoring
for me as well.
My bestie. And so cool. Yeah, we're super excited. Mm-hmm. But we'll be right back after this break. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we're back to dump. We're going to dump into this rapid fire.
We're going to shit ourselves.
Honestly, we could. We just ate.
We just ate. We could shit ourselves for sure. We are going into rapid fire, you guys. We didn't say that in the beginning of the episode that today's episode is a rapid fire. I feel like you guys already knew that, though.
Y'all knew that.
I feel like y'all know. If you guys know what the title is, y'all know the tea.
If you know, you know. It's kind of like turning into that on this podcast.
It really is.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Like, that's just what it is. That's the vibes.
Well, our first topic is Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez broke the internet with posting pictures together. And this is what I love to see. They were at the Academy Museum Gala in L.A., and they posted, the first official picture was posted by a photographer, actually, that took it, and he captioned it, plot twist.
I wish I had a little lighter right now, just go like this. Like, I feel like peace has been restored.
I feel like they're like, can everyone stop squawking about things of the past so they can move on?
They literally are like, yo, like, we're chilling. Like, they're probably not in any way, shape, or form actually, like,
it's really annoying, I'm
feuding
sure.
Feuding in like, any way, shape, or form.
Right?
But the internet makes them feud.
I feel like it's probably like really annoying for them when their fans do things like this because it makes them seem like they're mad when they're not actually mad. Like they're like, please stop making it seem like Selena's probably like, please stop making it seem like I'm mad at Hailey.
Like I hate Hailey when I
don't. She's like, because like, I don't care. Like I've moved on.
It's been also like so many years.
Manny.
Like it's like she has so much going on for herself.
Outside of that,
she doesn't need to like keep being reminded of like the Justin situation. Like girl, it's time to move on.
It is
time to get move on that. But I'm honestly like seeing the photos. I was like thrilled seeing. I was like,
I was happy to see that. I really it like, and I feel like they had kind of like not had the opportunity to necessarily do that per se. And then as soon as they had the opportunity, they took it. You know,
imagine if Cardi and Nicki did that.
Don't. Now that's what we need to see.
That would actually be a plot twist.
Next up,
if it was Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Plot twist.
That.
Hugging.
You want to see the internet broken?
And shattered and never repaired?
And then they come out with an album together. Did I go too far?
You went too far.
I went too far.
You took it too far. And but what I'm if going we had to that? Jump out of this window.
But what if we had that?
I would literally, because I love Cardi songs and I love Nicki songs.
Me so too.
Like, if them two together, I feel like it'd actually be such a huge powerhouse, like iconicness. But I just don't think it would ever happen.
I'm not
listen, I'm a barb.
I'm not holding my breath. You know? Oh, so you're team Nicki.
I just love Nicki.
So you're team Nicki. Okay, got it.
But I'm also like,
I don't know whose team
me.
I am. Oh, here it
she
comes.
She knows me.
Okay. Okay.
So I just like love her.
Understandably.
And when
so,
she complimented me that one time.
Understandably so. I love them both. It would be hard for me to pick,
right?
But I would just love to see them in a pic together, honey.
I would love to see a song.
Ooh.
Like, if you know that song would be so fucking sick.
That's the thing.
With Nicki and Cardi together in the one song, it would be like, what the fuck? Just them two, only them two.
It would blow our minds.
Blow our minds, blow the internet.
Well, break the internet for
break
sure.
It in half.
In half.
Who also like famous celebrity feuds that are like iconic?
Wait, Drake and somebody.
Drake and.
I feel like he's had a few for sure, but wasn't
there?
Is it
Drake and Jay-Z? Nope, not Drake and Jay-Z. It's Drake and Kanye.
It is.
Isn't it Drake and Kanye?
But like, I don't care about saying makeup as much. Drake is probably like, nah, thanks.
I'm also like so over Kanye in general. Me too. So I'm like,
I think everyone is kind of.
I think we're all over Kanye.
Moving. Did I step on the corn puffs?
Yes, you did. How dare you?
How dare I? Let me move those. You,
the puff corns? It's corn. They're too good.
They are. They're divine.
But no, I feel like that's kind of a good segue into the Kanye subject, even though it's not right there. But like, yeah. Kanye's in this.
He's, you know, I think Kanye's done a ton of things and has said a ton of things. But I think this one is the one that, you know, brands are starting to make some decisions and pull away from him on.
I saw that like Adidas was thinking about potentially cutting ties.
Yeah.
I think Chase fully did.
It seems like this situation isn't getting better. If anything, it's just getting worse with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, guys, you got to make a decision here.
It just gets worse. I feel like it just gets worse and worse, to be honest.
I do too.
Once you start going into also anti-Semitism.
Yes.
It's like
tweets
he
posted.
The tweets that he posted, he tweeted very anti-Semitic things.
Anything is he's tweeting this stuff like actively, like right now.
It's wild.
And it's hurting a lot of people. And Jamie Lee Curtis actually, I think that she went on it was Good Morning America, mm-hmm.
I think it was.
And
yeah.
Like really spoke out on this.
She was
and
almost
I'm like,
crying.
She was pretty much crying on it, as mm-hmm. she should, and I'm really proud of her, you know, as a celebrity. I know a lot of celebrities have spoken out. It mm-hmm. definitely just wasn't her, but she was interviewing for her new movie coming out with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And she used part of her segment to discuss this.
And I mean the fact that like she used it to like discuss how it's so important. And like it's like she was saying along the lines of like, who are we to like not say anything, just to see it, let it go by, like and not stand up for like justice,
right?
And I was like, part of me, like even with the podcast, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to talk about Kanye. So like, it just makes me annoyed and frustrated with what's going on. But it's like also in a way, it's nice to be able to use our
like
voices in the capacity that we can.
It's a double edged sword, really,
yeah.
Because he does this for us to talk about
for
him.
Attention.
He wants. He doesn't really care. I don't think he cares.
I think he'll start to care when things start to fall apart for him.
I think whenever his bank account starts to see the hit, maybe he'll start caring about what he's doing, you mm-hmm. know? But he doesn't really care. He wants the attention off of it. And I feel like when we talk about it, there is like giving him attention to it, but it's also like using our voices to speak out against what he's doing.
Right. It is like a double-edged sword.
So it's a double-edged sword.
But I'm proud of the celebrities that have come up forward and talked about it, because it's like, I'm sure it's like not an easy thing to do, especially at a celebrity level, like them like getting into quote-unquote drama with uh-huh. potentially with Kanye.
Like inserting like themselves in the drama.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to be involved with that.
I know Jaden Smith spoke out after mm-hmm. he walked out of the show. Gigi Hadid has spoken out, mm-hmm. and there's definitely been others, but those were two big ones that hit the internet when they spoke out, so they stick out to me.
Mm-hmm. He was like, after the White Lives Matter hoodie.
And Kendall Jenner liked all of Jaden Smith's tweets against Kanye. So that, I think, was her way. I know she doesn't want to, like, get into
involved.
The family drama
yeah,
and get super
totally.
Involved, but it was her way of being like, I don't support
Jaden.
This guy, and I'm siding with Jaden. Totally. So I thought that was cool.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Just like, it's wild. Like, I just feel like, and also the thing is, like, I understand, like, that he has, you know, mental disabilities and things going on in that capacity, and I totally get that, and I'm not taking that away from him, but at what point is it, like, this is getting so out of hand.
And I see people all the time be like, he's a musical genius. But I'm like, what does that have to do with like, what are we supposed to be like? He's a musical genius.
So he's allowed to say
whatever
the fuck he
wants. Yeah, that's what I'm like. Why do people keep bringing that up whenever he does something outrageous?
Like, cool. He's talented.
Great. A lot of people are.
A lot of people
There are a lot of really musical geniuses out there, actually.
So how is it that he... You know, I think a lot of it plays into misogyny as well, though.
Yeah, it does.
I think a lot of it plays into misogyny. I think a lot of women get a lot harsher critiques, obviously, when it comes to things like this.
Oh, my God.
But the fact that he has such a predominant, like, I'm sure a lot of male followers, they're so much less likely to be, like,
get
holding someone accountable.
Get upset about this and hold them
accountable. Yeah, exactly. I feel like a big part of him not, you know, being held accountable for a lot of things is because of his predominant male audience mm-hmm. who doesn't really care.
They don't
and
care.
They say, like, oh, he's the king, he's a god.
To you. But baby,
but to
the rest
the
of us out
majority
here,
of the
he's not
world.
My God.
No.
He is not my God.
No.
Okay, babes, not happening.
So I just feel like I do think that you know, seeing more celebrities talk about it and seeing big corporations
like
Chase and Adidas and like kind of having these conversations, I'm like, finally seeing to the point where it's actually making a difference. People talking about something is making a difference.
I hate it for Kim.
Me too.
Because it's like kind of, I know she used to love him for sure. And it's like sitting back and watching someone used to love so much and the father of children implode. Tear his own life apart. Mm-hmm. And I know that must be so painful to watch and absolutely. Like really frustrating because God only knows what's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Right. I cannot even imagine. So, truly.
Yeah.
So anyway, moving on.
Next topic.
What's going on?
What's going on? Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller.
Baby.
He's at it again. Ezra.
Every single time.
Every time.
I feel like this is funny when we're doing Peaks and Pits. I feel like Ezra comes into the conversation many times.
A little too often. Kanye.
And so does Kanye. And it's like, so Ezra, I believe that they are, what's it called, getting ripped apart right now because of a potential.
He's pleading not guilty because he's about to go to court for breaking into his neighbor's house and stealing liquor as well as causing a minor fire, like a small fire. So he's going to court right now and he faces up to 26 years in prison. This is all alleged,
yeah.
Granted, because he is pleading guilty. So we cannot.
Not guilty.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. He's pleading not guilty. So we cannot confirm, you know, what was done and what wasn't done. But
something's, I mean, honestly, like, I feel like with that one too, there's definitely like a lot of issues going on up here.
He does, his people made a statement that there are mental health issues going on, but that doesn't give anyone the right to break in someone's home and steal their things, mental health issues or not.
But the thing is, at the end of the day, we can understand why something's happening, but it doesn't mean that it's okay that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We can understand we can understand that that's a big part of it, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing to be done about it. And there's this thing called consequences. And when you do bad things, consequences happen.
And I'm like, well, how are you going to get someone 26 years in prison for stealing liquor?
I don't know.
I know that that's like the max sentence. That's the max sentence.
Is arson fire starting?
It is.
Arson, that is. Okay. I thought that was like stealing cars.
That seems a bit extreme.
Uh-huh.
But that's like the worst thing that can happen to him. So there's no way he's going to get 26 years for this.
I just like,
I feel like he's going to get on probation and like a slap on the wrist for this.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But this isn't his first run in. I mean, there have been other things with him
Part of me feels like he's actually going to get more wrecked.
Because of
the amount of things that they have done before.
Because don't they like, if you go to court for something you've done and you have a clean record, they definitely like, take that into account.
Yes.
Like this is your first offense. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, but you're not a bad citizen.
Yeah, but he's had like so much public drama and stuff going on that like, I think it's going to go against him. But I don't think he's going to get 26 years.
I don't think so either. I think he can get wrecked for it. I definitely think he's not going to be out
causing a lot of issues. I don't think he should get 26 years in prison.
I agree.
For breaking in and stealing liquor. I do think he should be punished for it though, because it does seem like he's constantly causing a ruckus.
I feel like they genuinely need help too though. I really do feel like they personally like need actual help, whether it's to be, you know, in a facility or it needs to be, you know, a therapist, a psychologist, some kind of capacity, or like, you know, maybe kind of rewiring for, cause you know, a lot of times when people when they struggle with mental illness, like there's like hormones that are missing and they're like off balance. And so it's like, when you start doing the balancing of these chemicals, like things start to kind of balance out more. So maybe he just needs some balancing, all that kind of stuff.
He needs, I feel like though Ezra, he's been acting for a minute now, huh?
Absolutely.
So I do feel like Ezra is one of the privileged people who has resources to get help versus some people, have to go by the system and the system fails them a lot because they don't have any resources to get that mental help. Whereas I do feel like Ezra, he has to have some money if he's been acting and got these big roles. There has to be some.
It's a team.
It's like he has a huge legal team. I'm like, so there has to be, it has to be him not proactively getting it.
Absolutely.
Versus not being able to like receive that. Well, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure
that's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Like they truly have all the ability in the world to get help, but they choose not to.
See, now that's.
And it's giving Kanye.
Oh my God, you're right.
It's like that's what it feels like. I feel like Kanye has all the like money in the world to do anything he
it's
wants
really
to.
It's really sad and he just doesn't want when to. The system fails someone who didn't have the resources. Yes. But when someone does have the resources and choose against it and then continues to choose to do things that are really not good.
Then like, what the fuck?
That's what I have to say. What the fuck? Come on.
What
now.
The fuck is going on?
Like, what do you want everyone else to do for you? If
no,
you
literally, if you can't help yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So, because people, yeah. You can't force someone to get, I think help. It comes down to a point, maybe you could in like a weird way.
You can't, because you get 5150, uh-huh. And there's definitely like, there's things that can happen. But it,
for
that's
someone
more
to
like
really
want to
change their life and, you know, deal with the mental health thing, they have to make those decisions themselves.
You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Can't make him drink. And that's really unfortunate for
him. And that's
him.
The reality of the situation, which is very sad.
It is sad. It's just overall sad.
The thing is, too, like, let's say, like, he did, like, let's say that the family was like, okay, we're going to put you into this facility for now to get help. He gets help, gets out, doesn't do anything with it, goes right back. It's like, they can't force you to want to get help.
Yeah.
You have to want that for yourself. You have to be able to hit to like this, almost like this rock
See,
bottom.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
to be able to get back up yourself.
You, at the end of the day, ultimately have to make that decision for yourself.
You're responsible for your own decisions, dude. Like,
you are.
You're responsible for your life, your decisions. And, you know, especially at a certain age with the resources that you have, like.
Come on.
With grace, of course, because I understand there's things going on, but. At some point, you got to get...
Other people are being affected now, so...
Yes. Like, you can't affect other people when it comes to that stuff.
Well, our next story.
Oof.
This one's kind of a spicy one here.
I feel like it is, too, and I feel like it's definitely, like, something that's been kind of being talked about a lot recently.
It actually is. This one... Olivia Wilde has been in the press a lot. It's wild. But I... You know... I read all the comments on the situation going on because the nanny has spoken out against or like what had gone on behind closed doors with Olivia and Jason's relationship. She did an article with Daily Mail and she spoke out and like even shared text messages, which I'm like, how is that even legal? Did she not sign an NDA?
Yeah.
Like she's going to get herself sued, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Maybe they didn't have an NDA, but I feel like that would be kind of crazy because like if you read the text messages, they shared so much with her.
Or it's expired. Like maybe the NDA had expired. Maybe there's like a certain amount of days that they had it.
Do you think that she got paid from Daily Mail? We're speculating. Because why else would she want to like be their nanny and expose them without like some type of reward
compensation? I feel like she could have been paid for them.
Yeah, that
potentially
is maybe.
Speculation.
So the nanny of them, they have two children together. They were engaged. They were not married. They're broken up now.
Engaged for seven years.
That's a long time.
It is a long time to be engaged, I feel.
So they were together. They had like, it seems like they had a marital relationship because they had two kids together and they lived together. And they had been together a long time.
Like it was basically marriage.
Yeah.
Just without the legal court documents.
So I understand the breakup being like such a big deal because they weren't just like boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, it seemed really serious. And then there's a lot of speculating that Olivia was with Harry Styles before the relationship was over. Olivia claims our relationship had well ended before I, you know, had met Harry and gotten into things, did anything with Harry. And the nanny actually thinks different. The nanny thinks...
The fucking nanny dude is out here.
Because the nanny would find Jason like crying his eyes out. And he even said to the nanny, according to the Daily Mail article, that, you know, he was like, she left us and would be like devastated about
bawling.
It. Yeah, bawling. Meaning she left us for like another person.
Well, the thing is, what I think could have potentially happened as well, my speculation is that like they were on the rocks. Things were going poorly. They were going to get separated. And Olivia potentially had found Harry in that time when they're like, okay, we're done. They're just not like separated in more of like a public capacity, but they're like, we're no longer together.
We're done. I feel like someone, Addison Rae's parents, kind of a similar situation.
God, yes. Like with Monty, yes.
Similar situation.
Where it's like they had been over for over
a year.
They were
separated. So whenever like the girl came out that she'd been talking to Monty, where it's like, oh my God, he
like,
cheated on her. But then it kind of came out that they really were
weren't
like separated.
Like
they weren't, they hadn't been together for a while. So this behavior wasn't that crazy because the relationship was kind of already over.
Even though they weren't like maybe legally separated.
So me and Manny are like speculating that like,
They were done.
And then, you know, she had kind of knew that that relationship was over. Granted, she hadn't moved out and that and completely ended it. But they had two kids in a custody battle to go through. So it wasn't like you could just break up and walk away.
Yeah.
I think, like, we think.
It's a battle. It has to
that
be. That's
they
more
were
of a battle.
Done. And then she met Harry.
Totally. But even though they weren't technically separated, but like they were still separated.
Together, but ending it, but wrapping it up.
Yeah, like they're like, okay, we're not going to be together anymore.
And I think like obviously it hurt Jason when he found out that she's like getting out of there, moving on
faster
than what he had anticipated. Yep. And with this hot pop star, hot young pop star,
one of the biggest in the world.
Truly, like
That's shocking.
That is shocking.
That's jarring, really.
When Harry, like, if I was Jason, I'd be like,
like, I mean, are you kidding me?
100%.
Like, if my man ever left me for Harry.
And the thing is, Olivia's gotten a lot of bad press lately with the movie. Yes. What's it called? Love Me, Darling? Something, Darling?
Don't worry, darling.
Because there was so much drama surrounding that. And then there was drama surrounding the Jason breakup. It's being brought back up because the nanny came out with more information. So she's been through like a lot. So I feel like people are automatically, because when I read all the comments on the post about it, because all the entertainment sites are posting.
Stevie.
Yeah, they're like, poor Jason deserved better. But I'm like, guys, we were not
Everyone's so harsh on Olivia, though.
They're so harsh on her.
They're really harsh on her.
Low-key feel like because Jason plays Ted Lasso,
because
that show got so fucking big, so many awards won for it, so many Emmys.
Yeah.
So they love Jason because he plays his character, the sweet man. That's not him.
Not him.
And I could be wrong, but I really feel like the audience has fallen in love with him as Ted Lasso.
Yes, thinking that he's Ted.
And then you have Olivia over here who's already getting a ton of bad press with Don't Worry, Darling. Like,
there's a pile on top of her.
So it's a perfect storm for them to take Jason's side in this one whenever we still really don't know
the whole truth. We have no idea what's going on, but I'm very intrigued. I mean, the fact that the nanny spoke about it and was like, essentially insinuating that Olivia was cheating with Harry. I'm like, who knows the real tea?
Who knows the real
tea? Not us.
You know, not
us. But I would like to
know, though. At the end of the day, it was clear she wanted to move on from Jason, and he didn't want to move on. And one red flag I noticed he did to her is when he served her, I believe it was custody legal papers.
Okay.
While she was like presenting.
Because it wasn't like a divorce, because they weren't married.
They weren't married. So I believe it was like custody papers.
A serving of
some
type.
And I thought that was extremely tacky and uncalled for.
I agree.
Just him being nasty. So then that goes to show you he's not Mr. Perfect
either.
He's not Ted Lasso. It seems like they didn't have a perfect relationship on either end.
Yep.
Kind of like, not that to compare at all, but like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, I feel like neither of them were good in the relationship.
100%.
And then this situation, I feel like.
Same thing.
I feel like it's the same. I feel like they both were stinkers.
100 I mean, I never take just one side of things. Like, there's so many things that go down between.
And two things can be true as well. Like, two things can be true.
Two things can be bad. Two things can be good.
Bad. Like, he could have been a messy partner. And she could have been a messy partner.
Exactly.
Like, two things can be true.
It's not just like, oh, well, because he's Ted Lasso, he's like the sweet, innocent one. It's like, no, like, that's not how relationships work either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times there's things that happen in between both sides. We never get the full story. There's three sides to every story.
And people really connect with actors in a way, because I remember when, what's the TV show, 13 Reasons? On Netflix, is that what it was called?
13 Reasons Why?
13 Reasons Why.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the kid that played the bad guy? I don't want to use the word.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, so the blonde boy.
Yes.
Yep.
So he on the red carpet would not get any love on Instagram, got no love because of his character.
Right.
But I remember his co-stars kind of making a light post about it with him saying like he deserves just as much support. Guys, this is his character. He's a great human being.
Yeah, it's what he's doing.
But people perceive what they see.
Like Joffrey from fucking.
Yes.
From Game of Thrones.
Like Joffrey.
Hate that little bitch.
And like when you see him on the red carpet, they may not get as much love because of the character they played, but they should get just as much love because, again, they played that character so well. They made you really feel it, meaning they're great and talented.
Exactly.
But people, what they see, perception is reality for
them. Absolutely.
So I feel like that could be happening in this situation with Jason.
Like, something probably the sweetest angel on a show and a demon behind the scenes.
Ooh, I bet there's a lot of that.
That's literally what, like, Hollywood's known for.
Yes.
Like, they play this character that's so sweet and like just like the best ever. And then in reality, there's like a fucking demon. A lot of people had said that about, in Glee, Lea Michele. The amount of people that have spoke up against Lea Michele.
Multiple people came out.
From the cast being like, she's the worst.
She seems really sweet
right.
on camera.
Exactly. But they had bad experiences with her.
Yeah.
Where it's like, see, so you just never really know.
You shouldn't ever. You should always like make sure you're not trying to play that character. You know, it's like people are different. But so interesting. Gosh, I bet Olivia Wilde is like, can we?
Can I get a fucking break?
Like, can you imagine her getting a phone call?
I think she just said something today on entertainment about being like, dude, like I want to like be in a coma or something. Yeah, something like that.
I don't blame her. I would too. Can you imagine being like phone call like, oh, your nanny just released all the texts between you and your husband and her, and like, I would be like,
I would faint. Oh. I'd be like, again, more of this PR nightmare.
Nightmare. I did like her going and doing an interview about Don't Worry, Darling, and kind of hitting it head on rather than just hiding away. I enjoyed that
so
she totally hit it head on. But anyways, there's the tea on that.
There's that.
I mean, we're just speculating here because who knows how the relationship is, but you know, we're not putting our eggs all.
No, we're not. We are very like, we need to see the whole picture. We like to play devil's advocate. We want to see what's going on with the story.
We do.
We need all the tea, not just a little bit of the tea.
Okay, Manny, you want to spill some tea on Amaranth?
Yes, it's Amaranth. I believe it's Amaranth. Amaranth. Yeah.
Amaranth.
So she's actually a streamer. And I don't know a ton about this story, but I just saw it recently like on Twitter and I was like, hey, what the fuck's going on? So apparently she's on a stream, right? Amaranth's on a stream.
Live.
Huge streamer on a live stream. And she's on the phone with her husband. And a lot of people think that she's single because she said like her whole career. She's like, oh yeah, I'm single. I'm not with anyone, whatever.
Is she beautiful and like hot?
Stunning, hot, gorgeous, beautiful. So
I'm gonna look her up.
Look her up. So she's doing this live and she's on the phone and the husband is like going the fuck off on her.
She has him on speaker?
Has him on speaker. I believe he's on speaker, yeah. Is going off on her and basically she shows like this clips of like what's going on. And basically she says like, you just threatened to kill our dogs. You are forcing me to do these streams. Like, I don't want to stream. Apparently, this is obviously alleged. She has said that, like, he has made her kind of go on with this persona of being like, I don't have a husband. I'm single. Because it's so lucrative for them because of the money. So he's like, so he told her, he's like, if you don't call me back right now, I'm going to drain all the accounts. You're not going to have any money left. I'm going to delete your accounts. Because he has, like, I guess, access to all this stuff because they're their
married.
Their husband and wife. So he has access to all this stuff. And so he's like, I'm going to, you know, kill the dogs, all this crazy stuff. And so basically the whole situation is like, you know, people feeling so horribly for Amaranth, who's literally crying on the stream being like, I'm in an abusive relationship, you know? And a lot of people have like a lot of men, of course, the fucking the worst, have been like, oh, well, it seems like she's a liar because she said that she was single. So they turn it into like her being
her
a liar.
Her husband wanted her to do that. He said it like on the call.
Yeah. And so, but people are like, oh, well, she's a liar. So how can you believe anything she's saying? And I'm like, you'll do anything that you can to not believe this woman.
Yeah.
Will do anything they can to not believe a woman.
Jump through any hoop. Literally. To not believe a woman.
And to believe the man instead.
Well, we have an actual update on the situation. Her name's Caitlin, by the way.
Caitlin, got it.
And I think that's her username, maybe?
Is Amaranth her username.
She revealed that she and her pets are safe. She is in control of her finances. And now her spouse is no longer living with her. And he's currently seeking help.
Okay. Well, that's a great update, to be honest.
She is one of Twitch's most popular and highest paid people.
I feel like she makes like $1 million a month.
Oh my God.
I think it's like something like that.
Holy guacamole.
Where she's like a humongous stringer. I could also be completely wrong. But remember, I feel like I've seen her do something with Anthony Padilla.
Wow.
And they talked about it.
It says on October 16th, which by the way was super recent, she revealed she was married. See, everybody thought she was single and forced by her husband to keep it a secret in order not to ruin their business model.
See, so I mean, from what I gathered from the story, I did get a bunch of it right.
Oh my God.
It was just sad, like seeing a lot of people.
No,
like,
you got it great. She
it was
said
horrible.
She was also afraid to leave her home. This is The Verge, by the way, is the article I'm reading. But it says she was afraid to leave her home as he threatened to harm her pets and all her financial accounts were controlled by him. She also shared text messages between her husband where he threatened to destroy her property and drain her bank accounts.
Yep.
Wow.
It's like just crazy. And so like, it's wild to see like the gag of it all really is like, you can see someone's life and think that they have it all together and everything's perfect and everything's good and wonderful. And you know, they don't share every part of their lives, but like they could be going through this horrible, horrible storm in their real life. And they could be using social media or their job as a way to like escape.
Wow.
And no one used that. And so it's like, you never really know what people are actually going through. And it doesn't make them liars. It means that there's things that they want to keep to themselves.
Yeah. That is so wild. She said she's seeking legal and emotional counsel, which is great.
Thank God.
I know.
Well, at least you're the fucking best, honestly. It's insane.
That is so crazy.
Literally crazy.
Good for her for being brave enough to like end this and like put him, not only just end it, but like put him on blast for all that's been going on and not like just keep it a secret trying to end it. You know, like 100%. She really like stooped and gooped his ass.
Yeah. And he deserved it.
I would like to see him publicly, you know, like see what he looks like publicly.
What would he do?
Yeah. Since he forced his wife into all this,
yeah,
you know, and threatened her.
It's insane.
It kind of is insane.
Very kind of insane.
Well, our next story is also a little crazy.
Yes.
Ulta Beauty.
Ulta, honestly, we love you.
We love you, Ulta.
We stand with you and we're obsessed with you.
I've always had a great relationship with Ulta, mm-hmm, and they've always been the kindest people anytime I've worked with them at any capacity.
Yep.
They've been really professional. They've been really great. And
I love Ulta.
I love Ulta and I love their stores and I love their setup. And
I love what they're about. I love that they have mass brands, they have prestige brands. Like, they're very much like a we have something for everyone kind of store.
They're
and
also
I love that.
Like always willing to grow and innovate instead, yep, of keeping like this is our business model. Like, they're always like taking new brands and, mm-hmm, trying new ideas because like Mac's in there now and stuff. You
absolutely
know what I mean? Like, they've,
yeah,
kind of expanded so much. You know, they have like Kim's brand and Kylie's, yeah, brand. And I think that's so cool.
Well, they like, I feel like they change with the times.
They do.
Like, they're
they
not
do.
Like, they're not stagnant in their ways. They're not
a
looking
lot of
at
stores
things,
are.
Especially like the older stores.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, the older brands, like, yeah, the older beauty brands that are very just like,
they're
about
they're
their
so
ways
stuck
and
in their
stuck
ways that they're fizzling out, mm-hmm, because of their unwillingness for change.
Yep, exactly. So,
and Ulta's not that girl.
No, they're not. And they even have a podcast,
mm-hmm,
which I
didn't
had no
know
idea about.
Well,
which
now,
I'm like, what the
well,
fuck?
Well, honey, now we know.
I'm like, get
hey,
the fools on
hey,
there.
Hey, Ulta, do you want to come on our podcast?
It's just one yellow block.
We're like
an orange block.
An orange block, and it just
it's a
says
speaker.
Ulta.
It's a from the
and we
CEO
just
talk
to it.
I'm like, how are you? It's just one Ulta block.
Oh my god.
But basically, guys, so Dylan is a famous TikToker.
Yep.
She's a famous trans TikToker
she
who
has
talks
9
about
million followers.
Yeah, no, she's like extremely popular. She does these videos where it's like day 33 of being a girl, and she's like basically showing her transition. I think it's Dylan Mulaney, I believe is her last name. Showing her transition throughout, just like from when it started to where it is now, and we're more like 200 plus days
day
into
by
it.
Day.
Day by day of just like, these are things that kind of I'm dealing with as a trans woman, right? So Dylan actually did was on Ulta's podcast, and it was kind of talking about, and with David Lopez as well, by the way, who I love. I love you, David. They were talking about, you know, just like, womanhood and just, you know, things going on, like things that Dylan faces as a trans woman. And, you know, just it's a safe space for trans people. Ulta is basically being like, yo, we believe in trans women and, you know, women are women regardless. So basically, Ulta has been trending on Twitter, boycott Ulta from like anti-trans people and people like that are verified. I've seen so many verified tweets that are like, just
speaking
saying the worst
against,
be like, I can't believe Ulta would let, quote unquote, these two men talk about things going on about women. Like, this,
yeah,
is disgusting and like, you should never, like, that should never be allowed. And it's like the way that they just completely missed the point of, mm-hmm, what was actually going on.
Of
and
course.
For them to even say like, how, that's just so rude. Like, to be like, oh, this man. And I'm like, you clearly see they're transitioning, they're a woman. Like, it's just sad. Like, to me, like, when I was seeing it, I was seeing the comments, I really didn't think anything. I'm like, oh, that's awesome that Ulta like included Dylan. Like, I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the boycott Ulta.
And it was like on a podcast, it's like so odd how people can get so up and bothered by something like this in 2022. But
that's
I
what
mean,
I was talking about. That's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
It's like, I mean, come like, I don't know. I guess because I believe in people being themselves authentically.
Same.
Through and through. And like, what other person's, also what other people do, like, in a way like that doesn't affect me or other people.
Right. So what's
like,
the point of that?
What's the point in that?
Why say anything?
Why say anything? Even if you don't agree with allowing people to be authentically themselves, mm-hmm, I don't understand why trying to tear someone down for doing it, even if, like, you don't believe it. I do. I think everyone should 100% be authentically who they are, you know?
For me, what really pisses me off is for people to go out of their way to comment under Ulta stuff and being like, I'm going to boycott your brand because you support trans women.
See, that's what pisses me off. I'm like,
this is crazy to me.
I just don't understand that.
Why I don't get it. I'm like, if you don't respect that, if you're not about that life, like if you're not about, you don't believe that that's even real, then okay, like, you know, what are you supposed to do? That's your thoughts. That's your choice.
Right.
But you don't need to project negativity and hate into the world and being like, and undermining other people's.
Why undermine other people and businesses supporting other people? Like, I don't get that.
People want to be offended by so bad though.
Yeah.
People want to be offended by other people so badly because of the fact that Dylan is trans and talking about the female experience as they have perceived it and being like, oh, well, I'm a real woman, quote unquote, the comments. I'm a real woman. This is what it's really like.
Okay, girl. Well, then go be a real woman.
Go be a real woman, whatever you interpret. Yes.
Then go do that and like leave Dylan be and leave Ulta be.
Exactly. Listen, when I saw that Ulta was getting this kind of hate, I said, I can't wait to spend my next check at Ulta.
Literally.
The way I'm going to like ride for Ulta even more now, just for them to want to create a space for trans people.
A safe space. Open space.
The fact that the world is so disgusting towards trans people in the general, and Ulta is just trying to create a sliver of light, and people still want to shit on that and snuff out that light is disgusting.
It's such a shame.
It's a shame. Mm-hmm. And I almost sometimes forget, because I live in Los Angeles, that a lot of people are so close-minded.
Yeah.
In the United States still.
Yeah.
And I forget, because I live in a bubble and I live in this, you know, this liberal bubble that I'm in, and just, I believe that everyone should be themselves and X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. So when I see things like this, I'm like, wait, why is this happening? It confused me.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why boycott Ulta was trending. And I didn't get why, I just didn't understand it. So
I know, even when you were explaining it to me, I was like, wait, tell me. I was like, what?
I was telling Laura, I'm like, am I crazy or is this what I'm actually perceiving? That they're getting hate for supporting trans women.
Yes. It
blew my fucking mind.
It blows my mind. But here we are.
This is the world we live in, apparently.
So we wanted to, you know,
send love to Ulta.
Send our good vibes. Send love to Ulta. We'll be supporting Ulta.
Absolutely.
Through and through. I think they're a great company. Mm. I don't think any company is perfect. I don't think they did anything wrong here. I think they did a great thing here.
Totally.
But overall, I love Ulta and all. I do too. Continue to support.
And I'm going
to
stand beside him.
And
that's my man. And stand beside him.
In Ulta. Shopping.
Yes,
and waiting
we are.
For Sephora's podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
Ulta's like this at Sephora.
What'd you say?
Oh, do you feel like they're rivals behind the scenes?
100%.
I do too.
I feel like Ulta and Sephora are like the ultimate rivals.
I do too. Like, I really like do.
They battle.
I literally do,
like,
too.
Like frenemies almost. Like, where it's like professional, but they're like enemies.
I've never heard any tea or drama between the two, but I just have to.
You know, like things that go down are like, oh, well, you can't have competing things from Ulta or Sephora.
Well,
that
that's
stuff.
The big thing with their stores. It's like you're either exclusive with Ulta or exclusive with Sephora. And those are the rules. Now, if you're in both, they like both are like fussy about that. You know, like they don't love that.
Yeah, they want to be the only one.
And they even take it as far as like, for instance, when Tarte did the famous Shape Tape concealer, that was exclusive to Ulta. So Sephora couldn't carry that product. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of brands have, if they're in both stores, like Tarte, Urban Decay, a lot of big prestige brands are in both stores. They have exclusive products per store. So you're still creating a division there. So you know there's some major competition.
You know Sephora was shook when how big Shape Tape got.
Honey, I know Sephora when the Shape Tape came out, Sephora was beating their head against the wall. I know it.
I know Shape Tape has made millions of dollars.
Oh, Shape Tape alone has made millions and that was an Ulta exclusive. Uh-huh. So Ulta was like,
and you still can't buy it at Sephora.
Yep. So they must have done a good deal.
They did a fucking I'm sure
good,
they had a great
they
deal.
They did a good split on that.
Yes, they did.
And so it kept the product in.
Go Tarte, honestly, on that one.
Yeah, go Tarte.
They're the winners.
Tarte's the real winner
at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was a good deal. Wow. But the thing is, it's tricky with makeup because if you notice Sephora likes to take on brands behind celebs or influencers. Mm-hmm. And Ulta, while they've done that with Kim and Kylie's brand, not much else.
Ariana.
Oh, Ulta's Ariana.
Ulta has Rem. Ulta has Jacqueline.
Well, they're taking all the Forma brands.
They're taking all the Forma ones.
I forgot about that one. No. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back to talk on this last
about Forma.
One. Because we need to Google it.
Yeah.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, so we're back.
We're back, our
little
baby.
Deep dive.
We wanted to jump in just a little bit before we close this podcast. So Forma is considering filing for bankruptcy as an option to loosen up some of their debt because they are between six. Kirby, shout out to you, by the way.
We love you, Kirby.
We love you, Kirby. She's a great reporter on this.
She's also a great human.
She's a great human, but she also is like one of the best people because she's been doing in this industry for years. And so she's really good at breaking down what's actually factually happening.
In an easy way to absorb.
In a really great way. Mm-hmm. So basically there are between $600 and $700 million in debt. How?
I honestly, like, so Forma does, so they're an incubator, but they also have, like, their own brands. Incubator is basically, like, kind of helping a brand create a brand.
Sourcing,
all that kind of stuff, I'm sure. But, like, for example, like, REM, even though Forma helped incubate it, they don't own it. So they don't, like, they're not the owners of it. I literally looked at the Forma site, and it's not considered a Forma brand, REM.
Oh, that's so strange.
Which I've never actually really heard of.
I thought that they were big time like owners and investors of Ariana Grande's brands.
I thought they were like that was.
But how the heck are they like almost 700 million in debt? Like
that's why I have questions.
That blows my mind.
So obviously, when you guys file, for bankruptcy, a lot of the times it's like almost like a money forgiveness, credit forgiveness, but it fucks up your credit for like. Years.
10 years, is it?
I think, well, that's like for like an individual.
I don't know about how it is for a
I have no idea how that actually works. I don't know the legal behind that. But they're considering it because they have like, they're just like considering their options to free up some of the money.
It's interesting how this is public knowledge. I know. That they're just considering it.
Well, I'm sure there was like an interview that happened and then they ran with it. They were like, oh, because they might have said like, oh, is anything off the table for like, and they're probably like, no, like everything's on the table.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? So I think that has a big part of it. Mm-hmm. But I do find it very fascinating that they're considering, because Morphe was like one of the biggest brands at one point.
Morphe was one of the biggest brands ever for them. And that's kind of like where they started, I feel like, with their investments in the makeup company. Yes, and then they created Morphe too, which was known for Gen Z to stay in the loop there. And they end up collabing with a bunch of TikTokers. And then you just see Morphe out of nowhere.
And
then
Bad Habit.
A little bit. I mean, like they definitely aren't
it's not the same.
It's not the same as what it used to be, but the support for them is not the same what it used to
be. Absolutely not.
They're not really talked about.
A lot of things. So I think what made it hard too is like, for example, like when I was in the Morphe bubble, it was when I was really close to the founders.
Me too.
And it was, and you too, like we were close to the founders. There was a family story behind the brand. There was so much that was going on with that, that for us, like they were our friends, like our real
Linda
friends.
And Chris.
Linda and Chris, we would go to dinner with them and like, we would do so much with them specifically. Like we were like family.
It was like supporting a good friend's business.
Exactly.
Is what it felt
That's literally what it felt like.
And then, when they got acquired, it's not that I had a bad relationship with the acquirers at all. It's just like I didn't know Morphe anymore.
Same. And they, things just changed.
All the rules changed. Everything was like different. Changed. And it's like, you know what? We've been pushing this brand for so long.
Years and years. So I think that also like when you feel kind of like jaded by that, like in a way where things change up so much that you're like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel like that attachment, like you have like your friend mm-hmm. that you were there for, like that you're riding for them hard as fuck. Cause you're like, that's my friend's business. I'm going to help them too. You're also earning money from it too. It's not like we're like not doing it, like
we
not getting
definitely
money. We're
getting
making
compensated
money.
As
getting
well.
Getting compensated when it comes to being an affiliate. But I think again, like when things change and you don't have that kind of connection mm-hmm. like you did, that you're kind of like, you feel kind of like, well, okay, well, it was fun when it lasted.
And because like Forma owned such a big hunk of Morphe, Lynn and Chris didn't get to make decisions no. that Forma or their investors were making. Yeah. Like they were no longer,
they were just like
their
voting.
Hands were tied.
Yeah,
was
like,
you know
like,
what
can
I mean?
They vote into things, but they can't
make the ultimate decision. And so that's when things, I think, really changed for them as well.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know? That, I mean, that's, I feel like when it changed for us with a lot of
influencers. Do you think that Morphe would still be where it's at, where it was today, if Linda and Chris
stayed on
and were never took on them?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I really, because like the landscape is so different when it comes to beauty.
That too, because so not only know. Did like all that change. I mean, the ultimate goal of a business is to have an investor come
right.
in and help you, and that be
you.
Mm-hmm. a great experience in growing a brand. Like that's the ultimate goal. Right. So I agree with what Chris and Linda did. Totally. Like, 100%. Hello, they can't. The company got way too big for them too. Anyways,
absolutely, it became huge.
It was just so big overnight for mm-hmm. them. And that's just too much for them to take on as two individuals. They're brother and sister, by the way, which I think is so sweet.
So cute.
It's so sweet. And they like live right next
I don't
to
think
each
that,
other.
I don't think it would still be the same. I don't think it would be
either way.
What it was.
Either way. I think you're right.
I think that, you know, Morphe was fucking, it hit the makeup bubble like right when it was inflating.
Yeah.
And it truly was like the perfect storm, the perfect timing. Like literally, I feel like at the time they had every big influencer talking about them, like in the beauty space, because we appreciated them. Like they were actually cool people. We were getting compensated for it too as an affiliate. We genuinely loved the brushes. Like there was so many good things. It was mm-hmm. like the perfect, like happy storm.
And it can't last forever.
And it can't last forever. And that's kind of what it was. But yeah, they're considering filing for bankruptcy, which I feel like I can understand if you're, I didn't realize that there were $600 to $700 million in debt.
That's shocking.
Had no fucking idea.
I don't know how all that works though.
Me neither.
Because like, I never what, like, owned
do
a
other, do other brands have more debt?
Is that like normal? Is that a normal amount of debt? Maybe. If you own that many companies.
I'm
like
not
invested.
In debt with my brand.
Oh no, not at all.
No, and neither are you. No. I'm like, I don't know like
but
what.
But see, we don't own like a different companies. We're not like an
right.
investor. Because Forma's like a big
brand.
Investor.
Yeah,
yeah, we just have
our own
brand. So like for huge conglomerate investors, is that normal? We don't know.
I would never think that that would be, because it's like, aren't investors like wanting to make money? Isn't that the whole fucking point?
I think so.
So I really am like confused, to be honest.
Me too. So I guess honestly all we can do now is
wait and see
what like plays out with them, but just interesting information going around in
very
the space.
Interesting. I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. okay, didn't expect this, but here we are,
right? So, and that's it for our rapid fire, guys.
That's it for today's episode.
Thank you. We had a lot of like diverse topics, like
we
a
did.
Lot of different,
even a beauty one.
Yeah,
we never get a beauty in
we
the rapid
never
fire.
Get a beauty rapid fire, honey.
Never.
So,
wow, I'm actually kind of shocked that we even got one of those in
things
there.
Things are happening.
Things are moving. This mm-hmm. is going to be like a long ass episode. I can feel it in my bones.
Woo! Well, we hope you guys enjoyed, and we will catch you in our next episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and like, and leave us a comment down below. We love you guys, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye, you guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.